Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome into The Diener Show here on a brisk but beautiful looking Monday here. It's going to be cold this morning, going to warm up for you guys, but I'm in the studio with Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Yes.
We've got Chase the Face behind the glass. Chase Shelton stood me up at the spring game, Jeff.
Did he?
Stood me up. Oh, yeah. Man. He's like, yeah, let's go. You know, and he's like, well, I'm with my uncle now. And I'm like, all right, cool. But it was cool.
I did see you on the field, but I was, my uncle had indies out there.
It's tough to turn it down.
I know. I was kind of like, I gotta hang around.
I ain't mad at that.
I ain't mad at that at all. Nah. So it was a really good weekend. Obviously, in the city, if you were around. So I mean, I saw you at the spring game, Jeff.
Yes.
So we had you there. I didn't see Chase. He saw me. I was with
the Blants.
I ended up being with Andrew Stossberg and Greg Schmidt over there from Cutter Construction, from the high school hour. Morgan Schmidt there and everything like that. It was cool, and it was great to watch. You know, it just is a feel. The spring game's supposed to feel good.
Yeah.
And I think everybody left probably with some good takeaways. I mean, that's how I left it.
Yeah, man. It was good to see everybody out there. It was good to see, like, a lot of the things that you wanted to see, you saw, right? You saw Pierce Clarkson at number two. A lot of people wanted to see that. You saw, you know, Tyler Shuck out there tossing the ball around. It was good. Chris Bell making plays. And it was like, okay, I like the direction we're headed. I like the things that we're seeing. Saw Quincy Riley make plays because he's that guy.
Yeah, that dude.
Like, so it's like, okay, all of the things that I wanted to see, I felt like I saw. And it was a good day. It was very Louisville type of. What I mean by that is, like, they honored the seniors. They had a bunch of alumni there. It was just very feel good. The weather cooperated. No rain, sunshine. Felt good. Wasn't as cold. Was the next day. Like, it was just awesome. I liked everything about spring.
It was really good. And, you know, we'll obviously chat about that as the show goes on today. But obviously, Drew's not here.
Yeah.
Right? So we should address that too. Okay. So he goes down there. We do the show Friday from Neil Huffman.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, yeah. And I get this invite to this VIP thing. And I'm like setting this all up for him. I'm like, dude, you need to go down there. So he goes down there and he sends me did he send you the video?
I saw it.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
He's like on the beach with like all these different people. And he's like, you know, chilling. And it's great. Next day, Saturday, it's the actual day of the concert, Kenny Chesney, and he's like blown away by all this. And shout out to Blue Share Bay and RNDC and everybody, David Wildy and everybody that helped put that together from here. But then, last communication I got from Drew Dieter. I call him and text him yesterday, no response, because he's going to be in Florida, I think, till today. I don't know if he's coming in tomorrow. I have no idea. He's with Dabo. He's with Dabo Sweeney. And I'm like,
shucking and jiving with Dabo, too.
He's hanging out with Jeff Brom. He's hanging out with Pat Kelsey. He's a double agent hanging out with Dabo Sweeney. I don't know how to take this guy. So anyway, but
I knew you would like
of
that.
Of course.
The fact that he was hanging out with Dabo.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Probably hacked his phone so that he can listen closely to Jeff Brom, since he can't steal signs anymore. He's going to revert to hacking people close to Jeff Brom. He's got the bite dance technology on it from TikTok.
If You were there because you said you could have been. Would you have, you know, took, you know, had a conversation with Dabo? Would you have done what
Drew did?
I've
interviewed Dabo before.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, I've, definitely. Yeah, I mean, and Dabo's a really nice guy. They're just cheaters. You know? Just cheaters. I wouldn't play golf with Dabo. But, you know, you never know if he's going to improve his lie.
Yeah.
To, you know, chunk one and not count it. You never know what Dabo Sweetie's going to do. If they'll cheat on that, they'll cheat on anything.
This is very true.
So, anyway, but no, so that's where Diener is. He's still down there in Tampa, Clearwater area. And as far as I know, his experience has ended. But I don't know the story. You know, So I'd like to. And maybe that's why he hasn't talked to me yet. Maybe that's why he didn't call me back or text me back. It was just like, I'm saving this for the show.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think it is. So anyway, because normally he can't wait to call me.
Yeah.
For stuff like that.
So but anyway. He's holding all the good information to when he gets back. That's right. For sure.
So how'd you take in Thunder?
So Thunder, I went down to Loose City. I went down to, went there. Shout out to the people from Loose City. That was awesome. Watched the game. I stayed there. Then it got dark. So the game was awesome. They won 5-1. The Racing won 5-1. It was just electric. The planes were going over, making all the noise. I mean, it was just electric. But then it got dark, and it got very cold when it got dark.
Oh, yes, it did.
And I was like, do I want to stay here and watch the fireworks show miserable, freezing? Or do I want and stay in like hours
of traffic?
We
didn't have a suite for you to go in? You're Jeff Lightsey Jr.
No.
We needed a suite for you.
No, I live about 20, 25 minutes away from Loose City. So I was like, I think if I leave right now, I can make it home by the time the show starts.
I love that.
And be warm. So that's what we did.
So
and you avoid the traffic.
You avoided all the traffic. You saw the air show, the soccer game.
Mm-hmm.
And did you get to see the drone show?
Yeah, I saw some of it, but mostly just the fireworks. Didn't see a lot of the drone show, but got home right before the fireworks started, and it was perfect. And I was in the comfort of my own home. So
what'd you do, Chase?
So that was good.
Yeah, I was actually coaching. So it was. I went from here, where it was 65 and sunny, and then Indianapolis, where it was cloudy and 50 and windy.
Well, I wish we'd have had the thunder weather from the night before the spring game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, you know, it got chilly at the spring game as the night went on, but it never really got super uncomfortable.
Not at all.
Thunder did get cold.
Yes.
And, you know, and I watched it from the top of the Witherspoon garage. Shout out to WDRB for hosting. You know, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
My wife and everything like that over there, Holiday World and Liquor Barn, both big sponsors of WDRB's coverage of Thunder over Louisville. So we were up there with them, and it was super cool. I didn't see Bozich. I didn't see Crawford. Crawford was out there. I saw Bozich the night before the spring game.
Yeah. Eric was working.
But it was all their on-air personalities were working. You know,
so
it was a lot of their...
they did a good job, too, because that's how I watched it. So, their coverage was awesome. Like, when I got home, watched it all on WDRB, it was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Text line says that Diener hit the transfer portal. He might.
We
might
have lost him.
We could have lost
him to Clemson.
He's with Kenny Chesney on saying we could have definitely lost him.
He's always with the King of Clemson. Clemson too, right?
He's always the King of Clemson.
And now he's got Dabo.
He's with the actual King of Clemson.
Yes, he is.
So, but I was on the Witherspoon Garage. We stayed. It was so funny, you know, because they had like, you know, on top of that, it's a lot of, you know, muckety mucks up there, you know.
I could see.
You know, and they have these promo cars, kind of like they do at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're up there showing them off and they're, you know, consider buying this Cadillac.
Okay.
Anyway, so the fireworks start. They go off. All the alarms start going off. It was hilarious. They're like, they don't know what the cars are like. What is this? What is this? And so it was Thunder of Louisville. But awesome fireworks display. The drone show was super cool. And you know, you're thinking, well, like, I was like, well, we're going to be in this garage forever.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, we're going to be in this thing for like 1 o'clock in the morning. We got out 35 minutes.
Wow. It's not bad.
You know, so, you know, what we did, because we live on Santa Claus, we had to go west. So we go out Witherspoon, Main Street, go out to 15th, get on that 22nd Street ramp. Took about 35 minutes.
It's not bad.
Not even bad. No, I was like, I would have thought that would have taken an hour and a half,
easily.
2 hours.
Easily.
Because of all the pedestrian traffic, and you're kind of like in it.
Yeah.
Because the move typically is to park on a surface lot, number one. If you can get on a surface lot, that's the key.
We got the thunder tips from Mark Blankenberg. I love it. Let's go.
And far away.
Yeah.
But my wife, you know, like, she's like, well, I've got this parking pass for the Witherspoon garage. And I'm like, All right. But you know what we had there? We had tents with heaters. So
it's not bad.
It was,
it's
yes. So like you're considering, like, man, I'm going to be out here. I'm going to be cold.
Yeah.
Because you didn't rub any elbows with any suite owners, which is a big miss. Right? A big miss. You gotta know the people who have suites so you could escape to there to warm up. That's a big miss.
I got you. I'm learning, baby. I need to know. I need to know because, like you said, I was out there just freezing. And I was just out, and I was like, do I want... And the thing about Lynn family, there was no avoiding the traffic. Like if you left when everybody else after the fireworks show, are you going to be in there? Like those people were there for an hour and a half, 2 hours in traffic.
2 years ago, we did it, Lynn family. It was awesome, but we just walked to Nulu, hung out over there for a couple hours, let it clear, come out. But baby things like that. But it all was great. You know, it was all awesome.
Yeah, no, it
was amazing. So you know, for me, going back to the spring game. First play, Tyler Shuck touchdown.
Yes. Chris Bell. Love to see it.
And you didn't have Ja'Cory Brooks.
Mm-mm.
You didn't have Jimmy Calloway. So they were thin at receiver. So at the end of the game, I'm like, who do we have out there playing wide receiver? I was like, are those quarterbacks?
It's a bunch of 47s and 49s. Yeah. And a bunch of like.
Well, I mean, and Jaden King and Chris Hughes.
Yes.
I'm like.
Making plays.
These guys are all. I mean, these guys. They'll work. I like these guys, and they made the most of the opportunity. I don't know if we're going to see them a lot during the season, but I don't know.
They were making plays. I mean, they like you said, I don't know how much we'll see of them during the season because obviously guys will get healthy. There'll be a couple of guys that we'll see come in during the, you know, the summer portal era, you know, people transfer in during the summer era. But they were making plays, and they made a name for themselves. Like, if you didn't know anything else, you had to learn, hey, who's 49? Who's 47? Like, who are these guys? And because they were out there doing things that were very impressive, I'd say. That was very
impressive.
Hey,
they can run. They can scoot. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, Louisville's obviously thin at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. They're playing quarterbacks in their spring game out there. And you know, that's
crazy.
I mean, but they have some injuries there during spring. And I think if it was during the season, Ja'Cory Brooks would have played.
Yeah.
You know, Jimmy Calloway couldn't. He was on that boot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's on the, like, a little chair there, but not chair, but, you know, with those scooters.
Yeah.
And so it was good. And then also, you know, you look at the running back position, you lose Penny Boone, who's considering coming back.
Yes.
After all that?
It's a weird story right
okay.
there.
Okay.
I mean, that is crazy.
Bad information, bad decisions. That's what Jeff Brom said. And
yeah.
And I think, you know, if you're a. Here's what I think. If you're an agent in college athletics, if you're taking 20 to 25%, you're probably a scumbag.
Think about that sentence you just put out. If you're an agent in college athletics and then taking 20 to 25%, like all of it sounds crazy.
Sounds crazy.
But it's the world we live in now.
Like, who takes 25%?
25% is nuts. I mean, that is wrong on so many levels. One, whoever's guiding Penny Boone should never allow him to take an agent and takes 20, 25, or whoever.
Whatever it is.
Yeah,
right.
20, 25%. That's nuts. And then second of all, if you're, like you said, if you're an agent taking that much from a collegiate student, from a college student.
They don't do that in the NFL.
Come on, man.
I know that they take more on the marketing side of the NFL. So, like, how it works is usually, like, on the rookie deal, it's like 1, maybe 2%.
Yeah.
I talked to Sean, find out that exact.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if they get, like, a deal with, like, Nissan or, you know, Nike or something like that, the percentage does go up.
Yeah.
You know, because it's something that that isn't slotted, that they had to go out there and make the connection.
Yeah,
to
they
do.
Find it. Mm-hmm.
It's but it's not 20%.
No.
It's 5, 6, 7.
Exactly.
You know?
We're talking about, yes.
Financial advisors are taking like 0.5%, 1%. To hear an agent take 20, 25%, I'm just like,
It's nuts. And for, like, I mean, I don't know what he was making at Toledo, but I don't imagine it was that much. Like, I don't imagine it was that. And then, like, whatever you make, whether it's a place like here or somewhere else, it's like 25% is nuts.
It's crazy.
Like, that is not. I mean, that, because there's no guarantee you're going to make it to the NFL. So you want to maximize your NIL opportunities while you're in college, because this may be one of the last times you get to get paid to play football.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and somebody will pay you to advertise or market their product, whatever that may be, whether it's a product, service, or whatever. And to know someone who's not doing anything,
right,
taking 25%.
So do they have your best interest from the beginning? So that's the whole other part of the conversation. But, yeah, Penny Boone may decide to return to Louisville. We'll see how, you know, Jeff Brom feels about that.
I was about to say, from what you understand, do you think they take him back?
I mean, we watched the spring game, and Don Chaney looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Isaac Brown looks pretty good.
I really like
Keywon. You have Maurice Turner still there.
I really like Keywon Brown.
Keywon Brown looked good.
I like him a lot.
Do you need him?
And then you're bringing in Duke Watson.
You got Duke Watson coming in, and I've heard great things about him.
Yeah, he can play.
My dad talked to a guy down in Florida who's from his high school, older guy, not older, but like more like a little bit younger than us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was like, "Man, he's the best athlete from our school we've ever had."
Wow.
And I'm like, "Well, okay, give me that." Yeah. So you know that's. That's a great question. You know, mm-hmm. I obviously was excited about Baby Buss and Penny Boone.
Yeah.
Less excited after that because the one thing that I noticed about going out on a spring game, field,
mm-hmm.
was that we got a pretty good group of dudes.
Yeah.
And we had a really good group of dudes last year, mm-hmm. too. And I don't know if Brian Hudson and Jamari Thrash and Jawar Jordan go out there and play hurt and grind through a season like they did last year if it's a bunch of bad dudes.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If there's any risk at all to the locker room, I wonder.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I think on talent, you take Penny Boone back if he wants to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, you have to think about the team dynamic. You know, if you've got 80 really good dudes and 5 kind of bad ones, you can kind of flush that out. But if you've got 12 to 15 dudes that are kind of
questionable,
mm. causing friction, you know, where it's not really necessary, that 10 to 15 can really kind of start to affect the other group. So you need to be able to, like, make it almost overwhelming, like, because you got 85 dudes on scholarship.
Yeah.
You're going to have some a-holes.
No, right? Absolutely.
Going to have. Mm-hmm. But you need to have the greater majority of your dudes basically, like, just drown those dudes out and just get what you can get from those guys. I mean, that's part of the secret sausage of making a roster in college football. You're going to have a-holes. It's just part of it. But you can need as few as possible with a lot of talent that you can possibly put on your team.
Yeah, I think having Brom as your head coach kind of helps with that, though. Like, it kind of helps weed out most of what we bad apples or whatever they'd call. Like, it helps in that way because you're not going to have someone who's going to play favoritism or play like daddy ball or like, you know, like whatever. Like, he's just going to put the best guys out there. And if it's Penny Boone, then you'll get out there. But if it's not, if it's Isaac Brown or Maurice Turner or Keywon Brown, whoever, then those guys are going to play. Like, right. That's one thing we've seen from Brom throughout the course of his career is that he doesn't care if you're a true freshman or a 60-year, 70-year senior. Like, the best players are going to play, and that I think helps with the dynamic of the locker room because guys in the locker room can always tell who's the best, right? Like, I know that this guy is better than me or is playing better than me or whatever. So if he's not and he's still getting more time to me or still seeing the field over me, then that's when I can become disruptive. But if the best guys are playing all the time, then, you know, the best, you know, it just is what it is. There's nothing I can do. I can just step my game up in order to try to get those roster minutes. But, like, I love the fact that the spring game went over well. And then what do we see from Brady Brom last night? He's at the airport.
No, he's at the airport. That's good news. I like it when Brady Brom's at the airport. That's for sure.
Yeah,
I like it when I get the let's play football meme going and stuff like that. No, it is great. You know, for me, it's like, yeah, if Jeff Brom thinks that we need Penny Boone,
mm-hmm.
and they can get over their issues – sure. No more money.
Oh, yeah.
We publicly saw this went out very publicly. Yes. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. And like almost like trying to embarrass Louisville. That's what it was. And that's why I find it, like, I'm not saying that he won't come back. And they, you know, those guys know way more than me and they understand the dynamic of the locker room. But the fact that, like you said, this played out so public, right? The fact that there was, whether it was by his camp or whoever, something happened.
He put up that on his Instagram on his own.
Yeah.
So, like, he did that.
The highlight tapes and stuff and all that. And then saying, you know, running back one or backup, whatever he was saying. So, like, that, like you said, somebody was talking to somebody for all these rumors and all this stuff about checks bouncing and Louisville's not, like, come on, bro. What?
Right.
And because of that, I don't know if that translates to him coming back. But then again, like, Coach Brom knows his locker room. He knows what he can and can't control better than I do. So, like, if he thinks that it's acceptable, like, to move past that and forgive and bring him on back to the team, if that's what he wants to do, then I'm a roll with it. But do I see it happening? Just personally, probably not, just simply because how public, like you said, how publicly that played out in a sense of almost trying to embarrass the University of Louisville, and that's what we can't have.
We can't have that. And because you can have it right before the spring game.
Mm-hmm.
You have it before you play Notre Dame or something like that. Well, hold up now. Like, no, you got to go.
Mm-mm.
You know, and then now we've used the scholarship. We've used NIL money. We've done all roster spot practice reps on you. And this has happened for a big game, big moment. We cannot have that. So if you have that in you here, we have to evaluate whether or not you have that then, too. So that's where I am. But I loved, I mean, just Don Chaney. I liked our group of backs.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Do you need five running backs on your roster? Like, that's the thing, because if you have...
A lot of them are young.
Yeah, you have, you know, both the, you know, Kewon Brown, Isaac Brown, Don Chaney, Maurice Turner, and then Duke Watson. You already have five.
You'd add a six.
And then you, if you bring Penny Boone back, now you're talking six.
Yeah.
In a scheme that I still think will be pass heavy. Like, I think it'll be leaning more towards what Brom really wants to do, which is throw the ball,
right,
as long as Tyler Shuck's healthy, of course.
Sure.
But, like, if he's healthy and standing upright, you're gonna probably be about 60-65% passing. You need six running backs if you're going to do that. I just don't know.
But you know what, though? I think they're still going to run the heck out of the football this year. I mean, after, you know, especially with where they are at wide receiver, I think they're going to have to.
Mm.
Now, I think Shuck is a really good – I think he's an upgrade. You know, and
yes.
I don't think we have a Thrash, though. You know, like a Jamari Thrash. Like, I think that – I don't think we have a Hudson or a Thrash. Now,
ooh,
I didn't see I didn't see Jacory Brooks.
Yes, because he didn't play.
So yeah, because he didn't play. Mm-hmm. So I have to see what that is. Now, can they be better collectively? We'll have to find out. Like, Colin Lacey didn't do a lot in the spring game,
mm-mm,
but I've heard good things about spring practice.
And he was highly touted.
Mm-hmm. So we have to see more from him. But no, I think they're going to have to. And also, like, it's a big year for Maurice Turner.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, last year, Jawar Jordan and Isaac Arendo looked good behind that offensive line. The only guy that never got anything going was Maurice Turner, and he did have things going the year prior.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch that play out because, like you said, he watched his reps go to Isaac. So Jawar obviously came in RB1 and it was killing it, but then he gets hurt. And the guy to get the keys right after Jawar got hurt was Maurice Turner. But then he just wasn't – it just wasn't clicking.
It was the same line.
Yeah, it just wasn't clicking. Right. But then they gave the toss thing, okay, let Isaac get a couple of reps. And then Isaac took full advantage and he passed Maurice on the depth chart, essentially.
Right.
And so what does he look like this year? No, I'm with you. I'm curious to see how that looks because he watched another guy take his reps and take, you know, become a star, essentially.
Right. And I like Maurice. In front of him. Like, from the previous year, mm-hmm, I was like, man, that guy's going to be great.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can't. And even last spring, I was like, I don't know the difference between Maurice Turner and Jawar Jordan.
Mm.
You get to the season and you're like, well, I see the difference now.
It's a great difference.
You know what I mean? But I don't know what happened to him from April to August,
mm-hmm,
you know, because he was looking good last spring, and you never know, injuries, things like that, things, mm-hmm, guys that miss time or something like that. You just don't know. But, you know, I do think that you need a stable of backs so that you don't get yourself into a position where, you know, you basically have three and you're trying to keep the red shirt on Kawan Brown last year,
mm-hmm,
and then one of the guys not working. You know, mm-hmm, so like you get into the Holiday Bowl and it's Isaac Arendo.
That was it.
Because you couldn't go to Maurice Turner. Mm-hmm. Jamari Thrash wasn't playing. You know, Amari Huggins Bruce was out there dropping balls left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to have dudes. So I don't know. I don't know if they're going to keep Penny Boone or not.
Now, do you see Chris Bell? You talked about the wide receiver room and there not being a Jamari Thrash. Do you see Chris Bell? Could he be a number one in your eyes?
No, I think he plays that Seth Dawkins role, you know. I think he's a good player.
Yeah.
I like Chris Bell.
That's not a shot. If you don't think he's a number one, you just don't think he's a number one.
No, I think he's a valuable piece. Mm-hmm. I think he's one of those dudes that when you're at like third and gotta have it, throw it up, let him make a play.
Mm.
You know what I mean? He's got the body to be able to do that. I just don't know that he gets open enough.
Mm,
now, he got open in the spring game.
Yeah, that's the spring game.
It's the spring game. I don't know that he gets open enough. You know, who's our guy? He's better than what Justin Marshall was, if you don't remember Justin Marshall.
I remember.
Justin Marshall's a good player.
He's a big kid, had a lot of expectations, and just never quite got
couldn't
there.
Couldn't get open.
Yeah.
You know, against elite DBs. Now, if we played Toledo,
yeah,
you know, he was open, and he went up and played in the MAC.
Buffalo.
For Buffalo. tore it up.
He did.
Because he's playing against Mid-American Conference DBs. Mm-hmm. When you play Clemson and Florida State and you play some of these higher-level teams, when we go to Notre Dame, we have some really good games on our schedule this year. When you play that level of DB, it takes a little bit more to get open.
This is true.
And so I don't know that Justin could get open. Now, I think Bell is better than Justin Marshall. Mm-hmm. I think he can get open more often than Justin could. But, you know, I think there's a – I think as a blocker, as a runner, as a physical player, especially if you have – if Ja'Cory Brooks or Colin Lacey take a lot of the attention away, mm-hmm. you get him on the second guy, maybe the boundary corner, maybe – then now we're talking with Chris Bell. But I don't think you can – I don't think you can have him go up against Notre Dame's Quincy Riley. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't see
Morrison, I think is his name. He's really good, too.
Yeah. That guy, what was his number?
20? Well, maybe.
That guy was good. Yeah. That guy was really good last year. We saw him. But no, so we'll see how this all plays out. You know, but I don't know, man. Like, I feel like we went to the spring game and the defense won. The offense won the spring game.
Yes, in the end.
But the defense won the spring game.
Yeah. No, they looked way impressive. I mean, they looked impressive. Like you said, Quincy Riley is Quincy Riley. Aaron Williams was making plays, even though he dropped a pick.
Yeah.
He was making plays. He's a guy that I think can come up big for Louisville this year. Obviously, you don't really get to see the full effect of a pass rush when you can't touch the quarterback or everything. But
TJ Capers had a sack.
I saw you tweet about that.
he pulls up, could have killed the quarterback, and they made it fourth and two, and then they ran the ball, converted a fourth down. I'm like, no, that should have been fourth and like 11. But whatever. But you know, it's the spring game. You're not going to freak out about it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew one of the officials. I knew the headlinesman.
And if you guys never see Mark Blankenbaker on the sidelines, it is a joy to watch during the season. Now, spring game, he's leaving people alone. But when Notre Dame comes to town or Miami comes to town, the refs hear earful from Brom, all the Broms, and Mark Blankenbaker.
That's not true. I lost it during a Virginia game when they flagged Isaac Garendo.
For spiking the ball.
Yeah, for spiking the ball. That was the only time. But it was. It was good, you know, but I don't think we saw the whole offense.
No,
you know, when you have Ja'Cory out there, not out there, and you have Jimmy Callaway and Mark Redmond's not on the team, but you didn't see all the defense either. Thor Griffith's not here, and it was like Ron English said, we don't have a team until we know who's on our roster.
Exactly.
And so there's going to be guys, I think, as the portal remains open, that leave
more defections,
and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's continue along over here. It is a Chick-fil-A Monday, so you're going to stick around for Chick-fil-A?
It's always nice. I got to get out of here. But,
man.
But it is always nice. It is always nice to have that here. So I told you before the show started, I was like, man, that's one of the best things you did over here, Mark. You did a lot of good things. We're getting that Chick-fil-A Monday is a good one, buddy.
That's right. So special shout out to our friends over there at Chick-fil-A Bardstown Road and Chick-fil-A Stony Brook. They're just kind of like the masters of catering, and I don't know what we're getting today. I don't know, but it's gonna be good, and it's always something different. Like last week, he brought us chicken minis over there to Ellison Bottenhauser.
That's nice.
And I'd never even tried the chicken minis. Never occurred to me to order that. And I'm like, well, let me try this. Boom, those were amazing.
Chicken minis are awesome. It may be the best thing they have at Chick-fil-A. And How did I not know about it? Yeah, I don't know, Mark. I don't know. I have no idea how you didn't know about the chicken minis.
They're unbelievably good.
Yes.
I always go with my, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. It's like in the morning, I'm like a creature of habit. Mm. Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. Give me the hash browns. Give me the orange juice. I don't move off of that. But now that you've introduced chicken minis into my world.
Chicken minis are crazy.
It's a totally different deal. Really good. I do think we're getting mac and cheese and strips based on my email.
I like the strips.
We okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that'll be here later today. We'll continue to roll along here on a Monday. Don't know anything about where Drew is, what his plans are, what happened. I just know he's hanging out with Dabo Swinney. So I'm imagining he's probably in South Carolina wearing orange right now, orange and purple. You know, he's a chameleon. He's a chameleon over there, that Drew Diener. So on the other side, I want to talk to you about some basketball stuff. There are some developments there. We'll circle back to football, of course, and whatever else we get into here on a Monday on the Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling. She feels like Carolina, looks like California,
shiny like those New York lights on Broadway. Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back to The Diener Show here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Man, if you're in the market for some jewelry, give our friends at Goomer & Company a call, or just walk into their office over there at 225 South Hurstburn Parkway. They've been in business since 1971, custom creating jewelry. They have two master jewelers on site, and it's a... you walk in there, it's a really comfortable buying experience. You tell them, hey, this is what I'm looking for, this is my budget, and Jake Goomer and his team are going to sit down and talk to you about what's available, what you can do, and they'll come up with some ideas. And if you want to repurpose some jewelry or something like that, that's what those master jewelers are there for. So they can melt down gold, they can use your diamonds and gemstones or whatever those are to custom create whatever you might have in mind over there at Goomer & Company. I've done it a ton. So, man, let me get some rings, man. And Pat Kelsey is working on it.
Yes, he is.
I think our fan base is getting a little anxious because mm-hmm. they feel like it's been a long time since they got a commitment. And Ali Khalifa, obviously, is going to redshirt because that was just Thursday.
Yeah.
Right? It really hasn't been that long. But it was like, yes, we got a commitment, but he's not going to play. So that doesn't count.
Mm-hmm. It's almost how it feels. Yes, it's exactly how it's been.
Right, so we have that, and the text line's trying to get me. I might block you. If you're trying to get me on stuff, like, you're probably going, I might block you, right? Like, the text line's, like, trying to make me walk in it so I can step in it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good way to get blocked, because the text line's supposed to be productive.
Yeah, it is.
Right? It's supposed to be helpful. You know, sometimes it's funny, but sometimes it's not funny. I don't have to use my brain when I'm reading your text.
The 680 text line is something else.
It really is.
The 93.9 is fine.
Those guys, like Ennis, has no idea what happens over here. He has no idea the smut that happens over here.
It's
on
a lot of
line.
Smut over here too, man.
But Pat Kelsey, we've had a lot of visitors.
Yes.
And Quaintance, where are we with Quaintance, do you think?
I still feel like it's a long shot. I always felt like it was a long shot. I mean, here's the thing. He signed to play for Cal. Cal's still coaching. And he's not coaching at Kentucky anymore, but he's still coaching
Which
in the SEC. Yeah, trust me. It's perfect with me. I celebrate it. The day, it was like the Wicked Witch went away. Like, thank you, God, Cal's gone. I can deal with Hamilton rapping Mark Pope. I can live with that versus going 3-13 against Cal. But it was always like a long shot. Adam Zingoria. He did it, and he's out there at the Jordan Brand Classic, or was at the Jordan Brand Classic. That's where Quaintance was.
After he visited us. He came here and then went to the Jordan Brand Classic.
Yes, and he asked him about his visit, and he said, quote, it was fun. I liked the facilities. The people there were nice. He said it was cool. It was good. Just the quotes were kind of like, just okay. Like, I don't want to take too much from it because he is 16.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he is a 16-year-old, and his dad seems to be like the main guy in the mix of this.
You got to recruit the dad.
Yeah, because even when he was asking him about like other schools recruiting him and other visits he plans on taking, he's like, oh, you know, I got to talk to my dad. You know, I got to talk to my dad where I want to see. But he's like, in the mix right now, it's Louisville, Arkansas, and Memphis with visits scheduled for Arkansas and Memphis. I think Zingoria said Arizona State wants to get in there. But most people think it'll come down between Louisville and Arkansas for the most part. But once again, it's going to be hard to beat out the guy he originally thought he was going to play for since the guy's still coaching in that same conference at a different location. So we'll see how that plays
out. And Louisville did pick up a crystal ball from 24/7 Sports and On Three for Chucky Hutner.
Yes.
And that's a point guard from Wisconsin. He's been there for 3 years. He's kind of been the face of the program. If you watch any Big Ten basketball with Greg Gard and stuff, he's kind of got a – he's kind of – what do you call that, Jeff? When he's got like a flare of color.
Yeah, he's got a color
patch. There.
Yeah, he's got a little patch, a little color
patch. Pizzazz there on the fro.
Yeah. But Wiz Khalifa made that famous back when I was like middle school, like 12, 13 years ago. So for this guy to be like 22 doing that, it's like, oh, man, it's hilarious.
I'm pretty good with it.
Blast from the past.
But he's a good player. He's a defensive dynamo, and he would probably be the starter at point guard if he commits. Mm-hmm. And so great to see that that crystal ball action for Chucky Hepburn. What would be cooler? Would it be like more Chucky doll or like – or like breakfast with Chucky, you know, like breakfast at Chucky, you know, because he's a Hepburn.
Yeah.
So you could go both ways. He's got two movie references in his name.
The Chucky doll is probably it's always good. You can't lose out on the Chucky doll because people love scary movies and they love the Chucky for some reason.
He's been kind of the face of that program for at least a year. So we'll see. I don't know commitment timelines, things like that, but Louisville did get crystal balls for him on 24/7 and On Three Sports. So watch out for him. Now, one of the interesting things was the John L. Davis stuff from Florida Atlantic, because I know that Louisville was involved with him, and obviously he was at Florida Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people thought he was going to go up to Michigan and join Dusty May.
And I think he thought that too.
But Caleb Love thought he was going to go to Michigan.
Yes, he did.
And he couldn't do it. Ultimately got Juwan Howard fired. This is what I said when they were looking at firing Juwan Howard. I'm like, hang on. Like, if your NIL can't keep Hunter Dickinson there, and he's there.
Mm-hmm.
If your admissions department can't get Caleb Love into Michigan.
Yes.
You're firing the coach for things that...
Out of his control. Yes. Yeah. I mean, because the same thing happened with Terrence Shannon Jr., who led Illinois to Elite Eight. He led Illinois to Elite Eight. Obviously, you know, Caleb Love helped Arizona get a 2 seed.
Right. He was the Pac-12 player of the year.
Both of those guys could have been Michigan Wolverines.
Right.
Both of them. And so, neither one of them were admitted. And now the same issue is happening with John L. Davis. It's interesting, man. Like, Michigan, like, I will give them credit as a university. They don't budge.
No.
Like, they didn't budge for Juwan Howard, who's an alum.
Carolina, we know well.
Yeah, oh, I mean, you ain't got to go to a real class in Carolina. We can go to ESPN Louisville class in Carolina. Yeah. And say,
Nick Valvano will teach it.
Yeah.
On turkey.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is. Just turkey the food, not the country.
Turn in a paper, quote unquote, and get an A in that class. But Michigan does not move off their standard. They didn't allow it for Juwan Howard. I don't know if Dusty May thought he would be able to get around it. They told Dusty May
he was going to have the support of Michigan.
Yes.
And then he wants to take his main player.
He's literally his best player.
And can't get him into school.
Can't even get him into the school.
And that's the problem, man. I talked about this a lot, and Drew always throws it out. He's like, oh, they'll get him in school. If they're a good enough player, they'll get him in school. But not Caleb Love.
No.
Not John L. Davis. Not Terrence Shannon. Mm-hmm. Nope.
I mean, he's a lottery pick. I mean, Terrence Shannon's going to be a lottery pick.
Right.
And he was going to go play. He was committed to Michigan.
Right.
Until he couldn't get in.
This is why I think Cuber Davis is going to fall from grace here, because he had R.J. Davis, ACC Player of the Year.
Yes, he did.
Caleb Love, Pac-12 Player of the Year, and then Armando Bacot, who's all going to be on all the list and stuff like that, and like in terms of all-time scoring stats and stuff like that at Carolina.
So now that they're gone, you think UNC's about to fall on their face?
Yeah,
they're still recruiting good. Ian Jackson. They got
It's not Duke's recruiting.
No.
Who's running out all their players out of their program, which
seven
is incredible.
Transfers? Crazy.
So you think Bacot and R.J. Davis coach the team?
I kind of agree.
I think Bacot does a lot for that team in terms of like.
I think Hubert Davis has ridden a wave that Roy Williams set the foundation for, and he's had plenty of time to establish his own thing. I'm not sure he's done it.
Mm.
And so I think Carolina opens in a year or two.
I agree with you.
In a year or two, y'all think Carolina's getting...
It's going to happen quick.
Ooh.
Well, if he's not good, play around.
Yeah, they're not going to mess around.
They don't, but they haven't been bad. How far did they make it this year? What, Sweet 16? They were a one seed.
But this is with R.J. Davis and Armando Bacot.
This is true.
This is when those guys recruiting are gone. Guys.
Yeah, but they got Ian Jackson. They've got
some guys.
The kid that was going to come here. He was a freshman last year. I can't even think of his name. Elliot Cadeau. They've got some guys, you know.
Yeah.
They got, now, I don't know how great they'll be. It's really going to be dependent on a couple of freshmen and young guys.
Right, no, and if I'm wrong, it's because the guys they're bringing in and Hubert Davis has it going on.
Yeah, now, they did.
But I don't know that they will. I just don't think they will.
They did lose Harrison Ingram to the NBA, which I think kind of caught some of them by surprise. He was a really good player for them this year.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, this year is going to say a lot because like you said, when you lose two guys that played 5 years of college basketball, like R.J. Davis and Armando Bacot played 5 years for you.
And they were
good players.
Really good.
For a long time. So, no, I mean, you've got a point there, but
we'll find out.
I don't know if it opens up.
We'll find out. But what's going on with John L. Davis from Florida Atlantic here? Do you think he just goes pro?
I think he's still going to try to go the collegiate route. Now, apparently, UK and Arkansas are in the mix.
Oh, they are. Okay. Well, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, do we have a chance there? Because I know we chatted about it first.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like he wants to be a high-volume scorer, and he wants to go somewhere where – I think our offense is going to center around Terrence Edwards. And so if you're Terrence – if you're coming in, you're not to say that you – can't end up being the best player, but I think you're going to be more of a complimentary piece to him. That's why you see a guy like Javon Hadley, more of a complimentary piece. You see Ali Khalifa won't play, but even if he does play some part of the season, more of a complimentary piece. Chucky Hepburn, once again. You're not going to – I don't think Louisville's in the market to get a 20-point-per-game score. I think if you're going to have one, it's going to be Edwards. And so that's why I don't think John L's – we're in the mix there,
right.
But Arkansas's got a lot of space to occupy and a lot of shots that can go up. But anybody's not having anybody on the roster.
Right.
Same with Kentucky. So
everybody that Pat Kelsey's recruiting is like a 3-point shooter. You know, yeah. I mean, but Hepburn's like the least of these so far. He's a great defender,
yes.
Which I want out front,
and we need it
absolutely. But even last year, Hepburn, like not this past year, but the year prior, he shot 40% from three.
Mm-hmm.
This Pat. Excuse me, I'm getting choked up here. But this past year, I think he played just a minute more. But his scoring was down off of a year prior. But I don't know what the team dynamic was. State of Louisville made a little...
I did see that.
Oh. Chucky Williams, Chucky and Audrey Hepburn breakfast at Tiffany's meme for us. That's good. I don't know how to mix them together. I mean, this is a start.
Yeah.
You know, the Chucky doll but I'm excited about Chucky Hepburn. If he commits.
We need that commitment, though, Mark, because we be getting excited. I mean, we got excited about Nick Boyd. We got excited about Dante Maddox Jr.
True.
We got to close. And this is not me taking a shot at Coach Kelsey, because I know he knows what he's doing.
This is what it is.
But we've had visits now, like by multiple guys. And Nick Boyd's headed to San Diego State. Dante Maddox is headed to Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, Jayden Quaintance was on campus. Like you said, we get guys on campus. When are we going to see we see you working. Now when are we going to see more fruits of those labors as far as getting those commitments? I think so I don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Sure, and you know, the Quaintance thing, he's 16 years old, and with Memphis getting involved, I guess what the thought is that FedEx has given Memphis $25 million over the next 5 years.
UBS, where you at?
Yeah.
UBS,
yeah. What can Brown do for you?
Exactly.
Yeah, what's Brown doing for us?
Yeah, I mean, come on,
if
man.
FedEx is giving Memphis $25 million and Penny Hardaway,
oof.
Goodness gracious. But that, so getting, anytime you're going against Memphis, the money's going to go up.
Yeah.
And so there's a thought that Quaintance could be $1.5 to $2 million player at 16 years old.
Mm.
When you know that college basketball is an older sport now.
It is.
Is it worth spending that much money for a 16-year-old? Who'll probably be 17-year-old when he plays.
Yeah.
So that's that balance that every coach with their NIL and their collective has got to weigh here.
This is true.
You know, so if the and the priority so far has been to go get older players. I mean, if we can get Boogie Flans, we're going to take Boogie Flans, right? We're going to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't think Flan is asking for $2 million.
No.
He might be asking for $750.
Yeah. No,
you know, about half a million.
He's got a market. Let's put it like he's definitely got a market. I mean, you bring up a good point, though, because do you want to spend that much? And to some people, it's like, oh, you're spending it for 2 years. But that's not guaranteed.
No.
That's not, well, the way the transfer portal works, even though he has to play 2 years of college basketball, doesn't mean he has to play 2 years of college basketball at your school.
Correct.
And so, I mean, because, I mean, as we see, the transfer portal, it is live and well. Yeah, it is live and well, and folks are taking full advantage of the portal. I think he's talented enough, though, if you can get him. I don't say I'm not saying just pay anything for him. Let's not go crazy. But if you can get him within budget, right? And if you can get him and he looks like he actually wants to be here, then I say make the move. But the fact that, like you said, it almost looks like, we don't know, but it looks like it could be a bidding war, because we know Memphis has a boatload of cash just from FedEx alone. And we know all the billionaires down in Arkansas and Coach Cal is just going to be hard to beat out in general.
Yeah, I mean, the market for NIL is just going up and up and up. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you have to be, and congratulations to the 502 Circle. They hit their the fundraising goal to get that full match from Rick Kieber and Glow Brands. So that's $2 million in just 19 days that Louisville was able to raise, which says a lot about the health of our collective that we have here. But you still want to be responsible with the money.
Absolutely.
You still want to be thoughtful about what you're doing. And so that's part of the calculus that Pat Kelsey now has to play. Yeah, maybe we can get Quaintus, but it might gobble up a chunk of our money, and he would be really great to have, but I'm trying to go older.
Absolutely. Because that's where college
it might be outside
are.
Of the strategy. Mm-hmm. So, but which I'm okay with exceptions for greatness. Like if Kevin Durant's walking through that door, we're paying
whatever.
The $2 million.
Just sign a check.
I don't think Kevin Durant, mm-hmm. but
he's a good player.
You know what I'm saying? He's a good player. He's a good player.
He's a pro. And I would tell you this, because I talked about this on Saturday, like NIL is a big thing. We're not going to act like it's not a huge thing in college athletics, but we're actually watching the relationships of Coach Kelsey and staff actually play out in real time. Mm-hmm. Because relationships still matter in recruiting. Like we were told, I hate to say it, but we were told a certain group had a bunch of relationships and none of that ever came to fruition.
None of it ever happened.
None of it ever came. But now we weren't told anything about Pat Kelsey's relationships, but we're actually watching it play out in real time, like with Ali Khalifa. Who knew Ali Khalifa was very connected to Anas Mahmood and was a national teammate of Rain Smith?
I had no idea.
Those are your relationships that your coaching staff is able to play on. The relationships with the Word of God and their players in the Carolinas will get Jaden Quinton's on campus.
Right.
Like, those are real relationship moves that are helping this team, that are helping this program. And it's like, oh, I'm watching that in real time, your real relationships. Now, granted, NIL and all that stuff matters too. It, of course, can't. But your relationships with organizations, with teams, with states, with coaches, I'm watching it help you in real time. And that is still important in the game of recruiting, because at the end of the day, most people have money. Like, pretty much all the big schools, and a lot of them, a lot of times because of their TV deals, have more money than Louisville. Because of the TV deals, whether that's directly through the collective or not, we know there's ways around that. So the SEC and the Big Ten schools are going to have a bunch of money. That's why they pay their coaches $30 million, $70 million.
And they don't sit and wait
for people to go away. Yeah, they pay them millions to go away. So they have a ton of money, but how far those relationships are with you and with your program, with the guys running your program, still goes a long way in the days of recruiting.
It's an interesting point, because really, I think a lot of people are like, oh, this is just about the money, whoever's going to pay the most. Mm-hmm. But when everybody's got the money and the money is the same, mm-hmm. it's about playing time.
Yes.
It's about style of play. It's about the coaches and the relationships and who they think is going to get them there. So if your son, if you're Trey Townsend,
who also
visited over the weekend, and you were at Oakland, what's the update on that, by the way?
Did he actually make it to campus?
I don't know. I don't know that he actually did.
I feel like I heard his visit may have gotten canceled.
Okay.
So I'm not sure he made it to campus.
It was canceled or postponed? I don't know. Delayed.
It wasn't this weekend.
But if I'm Trey Townsend,
mm-hmm.
and you know, Louisville's offering me $100,000, and I don't know who else is involved in the commitment, but Xavier's offering him $100,000, then it comes down to the money's the same.
Yes.
So it's not always about, well, Pat, can you give me another $25,000? Mm-hmm. No, I can't. Go, oh, Sean Miller, can I give you another $25,000? No, I can't. Okay. I'm interested in these schools.
Mm-hmm.
which place is going to be the best place for me.
Yes.
That now we're talking. And really, I'm not making a decision over $20,000 if I'm getting $100.
Mm-mm,
no,
not at all.
No. If I feel better about the situation at Xavier over what's happening here, and but Louisville offers $20,000 more, my future is worth more to me than the $20,000.
Absolutely.
So it can't always be about – I know the money's important.
Yeah.
But there's – is more than just that.
Absolutely.
You know, there really is more than just that.
And
so,
if you're playing well, like if you go to a school and you guys start winning, that number's going to go up anyway.
Yes, it will.
Because they're going to pay you for your services, like whether it's more businesses want to get involved and see you on their commercials and endorse their product and or service. Like all of that stuff is very, very real when you start winning. I mean, we over these airwaves and over Twitter, everybody got on Jack Plummer. But Jack Plummer's in a bunch of commercials. I mean, they won 10 games.
He did well.
I mean, Jack Plummer cleaned up because of the success that the team was having.
Correct.
When you start 10-1, and win 10 games in a season, like you're going to get the Drexler and the Planet Fitness and all the different things people are going to want. Maybe they didn't know you before the season, but now you're on, you know, 10-1. Come on, you're ranked in the top 10 in the country. People are going to want, you know, have you endorse their product. And so I think that's there as well.
What would Lamar Jackson's NIL have done after he jumped over the dude?
Lamar Jackson.
He jumped over a dude. What happens to Lamar Jackson's NIL midseason?
It quadruples.
It's like mid-season. Unbelievable. Like Adidas is signing them.
Yes.
Like national deal.
The only thing is like, Lamar just doesn't do commercials now.
No.
Like he doesn't even do them now. He's like, the two-time MVP
but
of the league.
He needed the money though.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I
like
get
it's
it.
Different. When you're in college, you're like, yeah, give me that $50,000. You know what I'm saying? But when you're already have $1 million or so in the bank, you're like, I'm
50
good.
Or so.
Well, more than that now. Yes. But I'm saying when he was a rookie and he wasn't making like $20 million a year, he still wasn't doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the interesting thing, that Lamar to not do as many endorsements as a two-time league MVP could possibly be doing.
It's unbelievable. Like, I don't know why he's not in State Farm. I mean, I'd be hanging out with Jake from State Farm. What happened to the original Jake from State Farm? He get killed?
No clue.
They kill him off?
I've been wondering that. No, I mean, the new guy's just, I don't know.
The new guy just assumed his identity. Like, he stole his passport.
And he's like... He's like that all the time. Like he can't go anywhere and not be Jake from State Farm. Like he's at the WNBA draft. He's at the Super Bowl.
But what happened to the original Jake from State Farm?
You got to ask State Farm.
Dude,
that,
just
man.
Okay. Like the original guy was the guy.
They had to get a cooler guy.
I guess they had to get a cooler guy, but part of it was that he was like in the call center.
Yeah.
You know, he couldn't be that cool working at the daggone call center. But what happened to him?
Yeah, he might have got poached. You gotta check some progressive
commercials. The new Jake from State Farm came in, took his ID, credit cards, got his Social Security, just took him over.
Just took his life over.
just took over his life. Oh my gosh! So all right, well if it was cold this morning, it's gonna be hot later on this week. Your HVAC system's probably going to go nuts. Give our friends over there at DFH Company a call. 968-6222 is the number. You can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. I have a certified Trane system at my house, and it's incredible. If you want a certified Trane system at your house to deal with the hot and cold, the ups and downs, give them a call over there at DFH. And stay ahead of the game. If you know that your system needs maintenance, maintain it. Don't let it break. Give DFH a call. It's like the worst possible thing you can do is if you know that it's time for maintenance to not get it done, because then you're going to be in it for a whole replacement as opposed to a repair. What's more expensive? The replacement. So give them a call over there at DFH. They can fix your system. They can help maintain it so that you can get the most life out of it as possible over there at DFH. 968-6222. Look them up online at dfhcompany.com. On the other side, we'll continue to talk about football and basketball. Maybe we'll quiz Jeff about the Kentucky Derby.